This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Cooling though the economy may be, the labor market is still plenty hot. And in a lot of industries, labor shortages are still a big issue, especially so for businesses looking to hire seasonal workers. I know it's only April, but summer's just around the corner. And between low unemployment and tight caps on worker visas, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, summer hiring is looking to be pretty tough.
This was the soundtrack to my Friday. The swimming pool at the building across the street is being prepped for the summer. But getting pools ready is one thing. Finding pool lifeguards is another. Bernard J. Fisher at the American Lifeguard Association said last year more than half of the country's 300,000 public pools had to limit operations because they couldn't find staff.
Either they needed to shorten their hours, close down certain days of the week, or some cities and municipalities couldn't even open half of their pools that they had.
This year, he says it's likely to be worse. It's been tough to staff summer jobs for years, so businesses try to get visas to bring in foreign labor. But even with more worker visas available this year, there still aren't enough workers to fill all the open jobs. Steve Hubbard is with the American Immigration Council.
And they need everything from cooks to, you know, wait staff to landscapers, all those different types of jobs that you see at a resort or at a recreational facility that you may visit in the summer.
And consumers are probably going to notice, says Stephen Yale Layer. He teaches immigration law at Cornell.
They're going to see it in terms of increased prices when you go to a restaurant because there's not enough workers. You're going to see it in terms of reduced hours.
At restaurants and at the community rec center. So even if the economy is cooling, it's going to be tougher to find an open and staffed pool where you can cool off this summer. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.